Hello, everyone. Welcome to day two of the butterfly experiment. We're going to talk about being resourceful, having resourcefulness. Because as we do this process, yesterday on day one, again, really quick, we talked about, you know, not trying to hold on to a certain outcome when you go into a metamorphosis. Because like we're going through now, the reason we're doing it is everything's changing. We don't quite know how it's going to turn out. It's not going to be the old normal. It's going to be the new normal, whatever that happens to be. So why not reinvent yourself through a metamorphosis project while we're doing this? That's why we're doing it. So, and we talked about that, letting go of the need to try to control it. Now in day two, we're talking about being resourceful, having resourcefulness. Because one of the things that happens when you're in crisis, you lose access to resources. You know, it might be, you know, your friends, your network, support group, capital, whatever it happens to be, those things may be cut off. So you have to become resourceful about what to do next. So how do you become resourceful? How do you tap into being resourceful? We always talk about some people are more resourceful than others. What does resourceful really mean? Well, you have to figure that out for yourself. But one of the ways to look at it for most people, it would be not stopping. You know, to keep going. Okay, this didn't work. Let's try something else. So how do you find that inner resourcefulness? Well, the first thing you have to do is realize you're going to have to let go of the need to be right on the first time. Many times people don't want to do something unless they're going to be good at it. Yeah, you know, it's just what happens. I remember one time something about some kind of sporting thing. I think it was somebody asked me about taking karate. I said, well, you just should start taking it. Well, I don't want to take it if I'm not going to be good at it. Well, if you're not going to be good at it, you know, you don't know yet until you do it. You know what I mean? So how do you do that? Well, you have to let go, again, of the need to be right, especially on the first time. Realize the first time may not work. So what are you going to do? So you have to do the next thing and the next thing, and then you might find it. Right? One way to look at it, too, is to just keep going. I always think of, to really become resourceful, you have to kind of access that inner child in a way, because children are resourceful. Many of them, especially when they're little, you know, they'll try everything to get what they want. They'll bribe you. They'll give you a painting. You know, they'll say, hey, you're pretty, or they'll give you a flower. They'll just keep going and going. And if you keep saying no, maybe they'll go to the other, you know, if the mom says no, they'll go to the dad. This is just, they're resourceful. They keep going. So you have to be willing to keep going. That's part of it. So you have to let go of the need to be right on the first time. Secondly, you kind of have to have that just keep going attitude like a kid. And thirdly, you have to find something that you're really make it important to you. One of the things when they talk about resourcefulness, you can always talk about crisis breeds resourcefulness because, again, maybe you're cut off from your normal resources. So you have to find other ways to do it. The classic one they talk about was the Apollo mission that went bad in space. And they brought in all the engineers. They said, this is what's on the ship. And remember in the movie, they laid it out. And the book lays it out too, that this is all we have. How can we get these guys home? You know, recycle the air, do this, do that. And again, this was before supercomputers, so they were working much differently. And afterwards, in the after-action report, some of the scientists talk about, in one way, it was kind of interesting because it made them think outside the box for the first time in many years, right? Because they had to become totally resourceful. This is all that we had. They couldn't do anything. They could only use what's right in front of you. So kind of if you internalize those things, that's how you begin to build that resourcefulness and just keep going. So that's day two. I hope to see you as we keep trudging the road. So kind of go inside and kind of tell yourself that it's okay to fail at things when you first start. You know, I've heard it said you're only as good in performance as you've got the guts to be bad in rehearsal. That's where you take your chances. But you just got to keep going. You got to try this. You got to try that until whatever you're doing works. And then the last thing about being resourceful, sometimes you have to let go of being perfect because perfection is the enemy of good enough. In many of the things that we're doing, if it's good and it's working, you can put that aside and go to the next thing. So have some fun with this. I'll see you as we keep trudging the road to happy destiny. See you on day three.